Now let's get to the question. I am a prophecy teacher, but cannot explain Daniel 11:41 versus Ezekiel 35. In Daniel 11:41, it says the area of Jordan shall escape the Antichrist. Now that makes sense to me, since we know that Jews will flee to Petra during the middle of the tribulation, and then in parenthesis, Matthew 24:15. In fact, the questioner goes ahead, Jordan is the only nation at peace with Israel today. But how do you explain Ezekiel 35, 1-15, that God will make it totally desolate because they hated Israel? Well, I need to make a couple of explanations as far as these particular portions of Scripture. We'll look at Daniel 11 just a moment. If you have a Bible handy, check it out, verses 40-45. We'll find out what it's talking about. But let me say in advance, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 35, verses 1-15, is talking about Mount Seir, or a place called Edom, according to Genesis chapter 36, or the location of Petra, which is in the southern third portion of the state of modern-day Jordan. Now, we're going to talk about these two in just a moment, and we're going to look at it as we go through, once again, this question. The prophecy teacher wants me to explain how Daniel 11:41 versus Ezekiel 35 can work together. And they're correct in their statement. Daniel 11:41, it says, the area of Jordan shall escape the Antichrist. If you have your Bible open to the book of Daniel, this is a great chapter, a most prolific chapter, I believe, in all of the Word of God, and especially in light of the prophecies that are given about five personalities by Daniel when he got the message from Jesus Christ himself. But in verses 40-45, we're dealing with a period in time. In fact, it describes it in verse 40. And at the time of the end, we're talking about the time in which we're living today. That phrase is used three times here, two times in Daniel 11, one time in Daniel 12. It's giving us an indicator of when this is going to happen. Verse 40 continues, says, the king of the south shall push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him, like a whirlwind with chariots, etc., etc. Well, let me define the three personalities there, the king of the south, the king of the north, and him. The king of the south would be Egypt. The king of the north would be Syria. Now, you can go back to the beginning of chapter 11 and find that out. It defines who these two kings are, or at least the location for these kingships. But when you talk about him, in fact, the pronoun or pronouns, he, him, and his, is used 13 times in verses 40-45, and it's talking about the person of the Antichrist. So again, our prophecy teacher is right on target when they say that indeed the Antichrist is going to attack and go at an area. Now look at verse 41. And he, the pronoun he, of course, referring to Antichrist, and he shall enter also into the glorious land referring to Israel, and many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab and the chief of the children of Ammon. When you look at Edom, Moab, and Ammon, you're talking about modern-day Jordan. It's divided into three parts. In the north, the third there is Ammon. In the middle, that third is Moab. And in the south, that third is Edom. Now, we're knowing that, of course, Petra is located, and our listener says Jordan is the only nation with peace with Israel today. They have a working peace with Israel. There is a peace between Israel and Egypt. It has not been normalized. There is no real relationship between these two countries, even though they may have a peace agreement. And of course, we know the situation between the Palestinians and the Israelis. That's not working. The only working peace, the only normalized peace that is operating today is between Jordan and Israel. Now, when we look at verse 41, we see Antichrist, he comes into the glorious land. He goes into the north, destroys the king of the north. That would be Syria. He comes down now through modern-day Jordan. Ammon, Moab, and Edom does not touch that. And again, the listener is very perceptive when they say that indeed Petra, located in Edom, located in that lower third of modern-day Jordan, is the location, according to the Scriptures, I believe it meets all the qualifications for Scriptures, as you look at, for example, the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 6, where it says, God has prepared a place for, and then you go to Matthew, chapter 24, verse 15 and following, saying, flee to the wilderness, flee to the mountains, pray at me not in the winter. Everything points to the location of Petra to be that secluded place where God has prepared, and he's going to have at least one-third of the Jewish people protected there at that time. But the question says, now, how do you explain then Ezekiel 35, 1 through 15? In Ezekiel 35, 1 through 15, you're talking about a prophecy against, well, it says Mount Seir in the second verse, Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir. But as you go back to the book of Genesis chapter 36, you're able to discern that Mount Seir is talking about Edom, that lower third of modern-day Jordan, that location where Petra is. There's going to be an attack. There's going to be a devastation of this area called Petra. And the Edomites are going to be destroyed. That's exactly what Ezekiel 35 is all talking about. And when you look at Ezekiel 35, along with several other scriptures, you can look, for example, at the book of Obadiah. You can look at Jeremiah chapter 49. In fact, there are more prophecies against Edom than any other people in the Bible. Edom, and who are the Edomites today, must be defined as the Palestinian people. I have a message, the prophecy of the PLO. And in there, I look at Ezekiel chapter 35, along with the book of Obadiah. I share with you what Jeremiah 49:18 says. And that's talking about the Edomites that will be completely destroyed. It's talking about Edom that will be as Sodom and Gomorrah. And so the only conclusion we can make then, since it has not been destroyed yet, since this prophecy has not been fulfilled yet, it will be fulfilled in the future. Now, that goes along in the context of the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 33 to Ezekiel 48 is dealing with prophecy yet to be fulfilled, when God is going to bring the Jewish people out of the world. He says in chapter 34, 18 times, I will, I will, I will. He will reach into the world and bring the Jews back into their land of their forefathers. In chapter 36, he said, I will give them the land. 35 times the word land is used in chapter 36 of Ezekiel. Chapter 37 of Ezekiel talks about the Valley of Dry Bones, chapter 38 and 39, dealing with the attack of the coalition of nations led by Russia to come against Israel. Chapters 40 to 46, dealing with the coming temple that will stand on the Temple Mount of the city of Jerusalem. So all of these chapters are future. They are prophetic in significance, as well as Ezekiel chapter 35. These people that will rise up against Israel, they will blaspheme God by blaspheming Israel. They shall be destroyed. They shall be as Sodom and Gomorrah. They shall be totally desolate because they hated Israel, as our listener so very well brought out. The explanation to her question, as you put together Daniel chapter 11, verse 41, and Ezekiel chapter 35, the entire chapter, is that Antichrist comes in, goes in, defeats Syria, comes down through Jordan, doesn't destroy Jordan because he has a special plan for that southern portion of Jordan, a location called Petra, to house the Jewish people, goes down, defeats Egypt, and then goes back to Jerusalem. Chapter 11 of the book of Daniel, verse 45, says he goes to Jerusalem. They set up the temple. It stands on the holy temple mount in the city of Jerusalem. Antichrist goes into that temple, and ultimately persecution will intensify, not only against Christians, which we'll find out in just a moment, but against Jewish people in that time to come, the time of the terrible tribulation. Hope that gives you an answer to our Q&A right here on Prophetic Perspective. A great question, and indeed another prophecy teacher that was interested in finding out how all of Scripture coordinates together. Remember, that's an important principle. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, there is no prophecy of private interpretation. All of us must fit together. Every single bit of prophetic Scripture must fit together in a unique unit that tells us what's going to happen in the future.